After the longest, deepest, and broadest recession in more than seven decades, Lane Beatty, president and CEO of the Salt Lake Chamber, says more prosperous times are ahead. He and other business leaders say they have a plan to create 150,000 jobs within 5 years. Beatty says the Utah Jobs Agenda is a private sector pledge to invest, innovate, and most importantly, hire.
We have the workforce, the infrastructure, the pro-business policies to make it happen. These economic fundamentals, when combined with powerful and effective business leadership, will create 150,000 Utah jobs in the next 5 years.
The chamber is calling on the state to ensure 90% of third and sixth graders achieve reading and math proficiency, and two-thirds of Utahns have a degree or certification by 2020. Beatty says there is a broad range of positions that need to be filled, from education to engineering.
We need to employ them in every single facet. There's not one area in the state that we feel is where we need to be. 4 years ago, Workforce Services told us that we needed 1,200 engineers in this state. We couldn't find them. We couldn't get them here to employ them.
Clark Ivory, president and CEO of Ivory Homes, says the bulk of construction jobs aren't coming back, but more homes will be built in 2011 than in 2010. He says one of two things will happen to construction workers who were laid off over the course of the downturn.
Either they go back and get re-educated, which is another reason why we have to put the emphasis on education, or they will get trained in other careers. And largely, I think the construction workers will go into the service industries and the manufacturing industries, which I think we will see growth in the next coming years.
With the Salt Lake Valley trapped under a layer of smog during this week's winter inversion, the chamber included air quality improvements as part of its plan. As noted by Overstock.com, President Jonathan Johnson.
While we do have our fair share of sunny days, air quality is an economic development issue. To help us achieve our goal of creating 150,000 jobs over the next 5 years, we must both attain and maintain national ambient air quality standards.
Other aspects of the plan include investing $4 billion in transportation infrastructure, doubling Utah's exports, investing $1 billion in Utah's energy economy, creating a federally approved employer-sponsored work visa program, and developing Utah's rural communities. I'm Whitney Evans, KCBW News.